In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 18th of July. Great, as always, to have you along, everybody. And here we are, day one, the GOP convention in Cleveland, Ohio. It has been, you might say, a raucous afternoon inside the Quicken Loans Arena with an ultimately unsuccessful attempt to open up a discussion of the rules governing this convention and the gathering in 2020, for that matter. But this is a program on business and economics, and only a half an hour one at that. So it gets us to this. There is reporting today that the man who built the modern Republican political media movement in this country and the company that embodies it is on his way out. Gabriel Sherman, the national affairs editor at New York Magazine and the author of a biography of that man, Fox News chief Roger Ailes, reports today that Rupert Murdoch and his sons have decided that in the wake of a sexual harassment lawsuit against Ailes, it is time for him to go. We got Gabe Sherman on Skype from the GOP convention in Cleveland. Gabe, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
What do you know about this? You've been talking to, I guess, three people, yeah?
Yes, this is a very fast-moving situation. The Murdoch family has decided that, based on what they've learned in this sexual harassment investigation conducted in the wake of Gretchen Carlson's lawsuit, that Roger Ailes should be replaced as the powerful head of Fox News. Now, the real debate inside the company is how and when that rollout happens, but the decision has been made that he needs to be moved aside.
And it is happening. It is breaking, actually, in the middle of the biggest GOP event in the past 4 years.
Yeah, that is a remarkable turn of events. You know, the debate taking place is really how this decision gets announced. Do they announce it during the GOP convention, which is a massive media moment, or do they wait and try to announce it after the convention during a slower news cycle? And really, that's where things stand at this point.
There is, in your article, not only this news, which is amazing enough, but some insight as to the culture at the company that Roger Ailes has built, the culture inside Fox News.
Yes, you know, I report that the sexual harassment investigation being conducted by the law firm Paul Weiss has moved from the Fox News offices on 6th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan over to the Paul Weiss law firm's office because there's a concern that employees would not be forthright because the lawyers fear that Roger Ailes has bugged the office. Now, we should point out there's a sort of a grand irony here because Roger Ailes got his start in politics in 1968 working for Richard Nixon on his presidential campaign as this media television advisor. So there's some symmetry here that Roger Ailes has ended his career really where he began it.
The company is also saying, just speaking of things we should point out, the company is saying the investigation is not complete, no decisions have been made. But even that being the case, it bears a mention that Roger Ailes makes Rupert Murdoch a boatful of money.
Yes, Fox News is, by some accounts, the single most profitable division of Rupert Murdoch's media empire. It's responsible for upwards of 30% of 21st Century Fox's operating profit. Though I should point out, as I've also reported, the Murdoch family takes some solace in the fact that Roger Ailes was out last year for some extended health leaves. And during his absence, they saw that Fox News was able to continue operating, and they did not see any material declines in ratings or profits. So that, I think, has given them confidence that they could move against Ailes and not hurt the bottom line.
There will be palace intrigue aplenty if this actually comes to pass as to who succeeds Roger Ailes. What I want to know from you, though, is what does this say about the future influence of Fox News, not even arguably one of the most influential media organizations in the country?
Well, you know, I think it would be impossible to really see anybody succeeding Ailes with the level of influence he's had in the Republican Party. He understands the passions and the emotions of the Republican electorate. And Fox News, during his 19 years atop the network, became the megaphone for a certain style of Republican politics. Without him running it, it's hard to see how Fox News occupies that space. And we're already seeing some diminution. You know, CNN has become a vocal player this cycle. They've hired Corey Lewandowski, Donald Trump's former campaign manager. So we're already seeing Fox's influence in Republican politics on the decline.
Gabriel Sherman is the national affairs editor at New York Magazine. His excellent book about Roger Ailes' rise is called, which we spoke to him about on this program, is called The Loudest Voice in the Room. Gabe, thanks very much.
Thank you.